I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
Anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction.
I've abandoned free market principles to save the free market system.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy.
I know words. I have the best words. Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Peddling Fiction Podcast. I am your host, the voice and soul of so-called fiction, Johnny Profita, broadcasting once again deep behind enemy lines, a day late and a dollar short. All my fault yesterday for not making the episode, but back with me to make up for it is Justin Hillbilly Boy Campbell. What's up, man?
How's it going?
Oh, you know, okay, I suppose. Yesterday was a very fucking aggravating afternoon. Had a great morning. And then as soon as I go to do the podcast, everything just fell apart on me with the internet and a fucking gas truck filling up our natural gas here. So unfortunately couldn't make that happen. I really wanted to get that episode out yesterday because I'm doing another podcast right after this. So we're going to have to do a hard break at, 2 o'clock my time. I don't know. That's 3 o'clock for you, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So we got about an hour and 15 minutes here. What's going on over there? The weather, I hear, you were telling me.
Yes, the weather has been crazy. So yesterday morning when I got off work, I basically drove straight into the fucking path of the tornado that was coming through. It actually did some damage in Evansville, and schools were canceled down there yesterday because of it. We were here at the house. We're just far enough north. We were out of its main path. But I drove like straight into it. And at one point, everything was just solid black. The only light in the sky was the lightning that was everywhere. And I couldn't even see my headlights on. I had to like feel it on the rumble strips over onto the shoulder and just sit and wait for about 5 minutes while the worst of it passed. And it's also the first time. So I don't know if I told you, I got a 2002 Mustang. Got that the V6 in it, and it's a 5-speed. Like, I graduated in 02, and I had a buddy that had one of these, and I used to drive the shit out of it. Well, he and I would swap vehicles. He'd take my truck, and I'd take his car. Anyway, so I've been driving that to work, and I haven't driven anything other than my big-ass truck in a storm before, and I did not care for that very much. I would rather have some big Mondo truck that going to stick to the ground. When you start feeling, when the wind starts hitting you and you start feeling the ass end trying to slide around a little bit, it's time to go on the side of the road and wait this out.
Is that a rear wheel drive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got to have all four in the Midwest for sure. But they got some tornadoes over with in Georgia.
Georgia.
Is that our aspiring midwit over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Magoo. Well, so I think we have quite a bit on the dot. I don't remember how much stuff I sent you yesterday.
We got a little bit. You want to start with the the obvious stuff coming out of Easter weekend, or Trans Day of
Visibility.
Maybe it should have been Trans Day of Remembrance because
they already had that.
And I say because they're not rising from the dead on Easter like our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, here's the thing about the trans and this whole 2S LGBTQIA plus community. They have like a million days in the calendar to celebrate them. Celebrate absolutely nothing, no accomplishments whatsoever other than existing in cartoonishly ridiculous forms of human beings. But there's already a Trans Remembrance Day. I don't know if anybody, I put out two Substack audios over the weekend. One was behind a paywall, and then one on the Trans Remembrance Day or Trans Day of Visibility was I put it out for everybody. There's one of those days, and then there's a month for them, and then there's just a bunch of all this other LGBT stuff. It's like 145 days of the year. These people are, we just heap praise upon them. For what, I have no idea. But yes, there's a Trans Day of Remembrance. Again, and maybe I'll send you the graphic because I found it. Somebody posted it on Twitter and I was going through it. Let's see if it's in my bookmarks here. Give me just a second. Yeah, here it is. I'll send it to you so you can show it to our audience and our viewing audience. Those that are still not watching on Rumble are really missing out. But yeah, I'm 99% sure there's a Remembrance Day, there's a Visibility Day, there's like a Parents of Trans Day. There's all kinds of
February 19th through 25th is Aromatic Spectrum Awareness, whatever the fuck that is. March 21st through 25th is LGBTQIA Health Awareness Week. Transgender Day of Visibility. April 6th is the International Asexuality Day. April 13th is International Day of Pink, which is a day for opposing homophobia. I gotta mark that on my calendar. That's like go be as homophobic as possible day. April 14th is Day of Silence. The Day of Silence is the day, I guess, or I think something like that. April 26th is Lesbian Visibility Day. They're all 400 pounds. We don't need any. There's no problem with visibility. April 17th is International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. So what was April 13th? Well, a lot of these are redundant, like their mental illnesses.
Yeah, the balls on these fucking trannies for demanding months, weeks, and multiple days of all the same shit. You can go ahead. I mean, I ran through this. If you guys want to listen to the Substack, it's out there for free. I ran through all of these, but scroll down to the November stuff. The entire month of November is
Trans Awareness Month, with November 5th being Transparent Day, November 8th being Intersex Day of Remembrance, November 13th through the 19th is Transgender Awareness Week, and November 20th is Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Yeah, so you have a week within a month, a day within a week, or no, I guess it's right after that week, and then you have another day, like... It's all just so fucking ridiculous. It's enough already. And one of the points I was making on the Substack was just like, it doesn't matter what movement it is. If you're going to be this fucking obnoxious about it and demand half the year is we heap praise upon you for no apparent reason other than the fact that you're just alive. Any movement, it could be the movement of like fucking, I like chocolate chip cookies, but fucking 145 days of the year, we have to come up with like retarded ways of celebrating that. It's obnoxious. Not to mention these people just demand compliance and that you go, that you go along with their delusional worldview. But yeah, it's just so fucking stupid. And it's enough for like 145 days out of the year is plenty. We don't need another one. And to come out and just it was such a really out of touch move from the Biden administration, of course, to come out and just post all these things on Easter Sunday. And yes, I get it. It's apparently this has been a thing for like 15 years now. We've had Trans Day of Visibility on March 31st. And yes, I understand that Easter Sunday is not always on March 31st. It changes year to year. But the optics of it are just fucking terrible. You know, this is still a majority Christian country, and you're kind of shitting on their fucking holiday with this made up bullshit holiday of which you already have an ass full throughout the year. So like, you don't need, nobody would have, who would have been upset? where would the outrage have been if there was no tweet from the entire Biden administration about Trans Visibility Day? Which the obvious joke is you're not supposed to be visible. You're supposed to be blending in, looking exactly like the gender that you're pretending to be. But yeah, very, very seldom is that the case. You can spot these fucking trannies from a mile away.
Well, so there's all kinds of stuff on this with different directions we could go. We'll start with this. Like, this was the, you know, the statement that Biden made,
allegedly.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember it, but yeah.
I mean, there's video evidence of him doing it. Apparently the Transgender Day of Visibility was founded by this person that looks like the penguin from fucking Batman Returns, which is crazy. So anyway, like, here's the actual statement. "Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work towards eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity." And then Biden immediately followed that up by saying he didn't actually say that.
So a couple things, I guess, could be going on there. A, Joe Biden forgot what happened, you know, a day ago, which is not surprising at all. Or he's not doing any of this and somebody just filled that out and had him sign it or whatever. Also, not a surprise. It could be both. I suppose it could be both. I don't know, man.
I agree, Jim. I would love to hear the founders' takes on the whole gender situation. I'd love to hear the founders' takes on a lot of things because, based on some of their writings and things from the time, I don't think they would agree with a whole hell of a lot of what's going on currently.
Yeah, it's. I mean, the whole transgender. It's just so ridiculous, dude. The whole thing is ridiculous. Just. It's fraught with just contradictions and hypocrisy and ridiculousness, where it's just like, yeah, you know, if you ask them how many genders there are, they'll say like, you know, 500 or something. But apparently, you know, there's only two different genders when you're transgender. And, you know, your genital doesn't define your gender, but if I chop my dick off, then that affirms its gender affirming surgery. Just like, what are we doing? Like, do you guys, it must be exhausting going through life like that.
Well, like, it's been a week and a half ago that this article was getting posted around, that says, according to a survey, a majority of trans adults are happier after transitioning. Except that if you actually went and looked at the survey, that's not exactly what it says. It's about a push, but they the way they kind of discuss the numbers, they...
Yeah, did you see the other thing I sent you that completely...
I was going to say, so... Like, this study has been out for a while, and I actually looked at it for an episode of my show back six or eight months ago. And what they say that the survey says is not what the survey actually says, as is often the case. You know, the headlines and the way they report on it is doesn't exactly reflect what the study is actually showing. But then on top of that, you've got articles like this that are a lot more prevalent and seem to be more the norm. Attempted suicide rates more than double after gender reassignment surgery. And so what's really interesting about this, I was trying to find the picture and I'm, I, I can't find it just off the cuff. There's a picture that's been that people were posting along with the like in the replies and in quote tweets to the posting of the original article about how the majority of trans adults are happier after transitioning, of the World War II planes that, like, where they have like the bullet holes on the planes.
Yeah.
And so my son saw that and he was like, why are people like just posting a picture of this plane? I was like, okay, so these are the planes that make it back. So the, like, the geniuses who were doing this research, they saw these planes coming back that had all these bullet holes in them. And so they start adding more armor to those places, thinking that that's like where they're getting shot the most. And some, I can't remember the guy's name, but anyway, some guy saw all that and he was like, these are the planes that are coming back. He said, the ones that aren't coming back are getting shot in all the places that these planes aren't. So that's where we need to be putting the armor. Not the, like, these places are fine. You can shoot them as much as you want here. They're going to come back. They're going to make it back. Like, put the armor in the places that these planes aren't getting hit, because the ones that don't come back, that's where they're getting hit. And it made a world of difference. Like, that, you know, that was actually the solution. And so people have been posting that because, like, the majority of trans adults who are happier after transitioning, that the ones that don't kill
themselves, the ones that survive,
right? The roughly 50% that don't kill themselves are happier. The other ones were so unhappy that they just off themselves.
Yeah, there's that. And then it just, one's very concrete. You know, these people tried to kill themselves. These people didn't. And the other one's happier. Like, how do you define happiness, right? It's like all those other, oh, this is the happiest country in the world. And this, they're so much happier than they are here, over there. And it's just like, nah, I don't know how you define that. But you can look at the suicide rate. That's concrete. That is concrete.
Remember a few years ago when there was the whole, like, trans genocide that everybody was in a panic about? And if you went and you dug into the numbers on that. So, number one, homicide rates for trans people are actually incredibly low, like surprisingly low. And they had gone up by, like, I think it was like 13 or 19%, which was not a significant increase. Like, instead of 8 people, like 12 people had been murdered. And then when you go and look further into it, all of the people who had been murdered got murdered by either a gay lover or a trans lover, or, like, it was
trans on trans crime,
more or less. Yes. Like, I think there were two that were like hit and runs, or like drive by type, like just random burglary thing. Like, they weren't targeted because they were trans. They just happened to be the victim of normal violence that happens. And I think those might have even been in like Chicago or Milwaukee. Like, they were just like, you know, the shit that you kind of expect statistically at some point will happen.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of trans in any gangs. That's interesting.
Wonder why that.
But yeah, I mean, if these surveys mean anything, you should, like, don't be trans, just be gay. Like, why wouldn't you just be gay? Isn't it easier? I don't know. I love. Wait till they change the name of survey to they. That's a good one. That's a good one, sir. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, when you have to manipulate numbers and, like, try to convince everybody that this is such a good thing to do when there's so much downside to it. Like, have you seen some of these posts of these guys that got the vaginoplasty or whatever the fuck it's called? They're disgusting, man. It's like tough to read, and you're just listening, like, them talk. They got this open fucking infected wound in between their legs, and it's just like, ugh.
They have to put like a doorstop in there every night to keep it from closing back up, or it'll just like heal over.
Yeah, then it gets infected. It's like, dude, nobody wants to fuck that thing.
Like you had it so made. You had it easy. All of your genitals hung on the outside. You just grab a washcloth and a bar of soap. Boom, boom, boom. You're done. No upkeep at all. If you just like don't fuck terrible bitches all the time, you're probably going to be all right and it won't fall off. And then you go have it chopped off to put in whatever the fuck that's a thing that you have to like stick things up in there to make sure it doesn't close up. And good God.
Yeah. Like, dude, even like best case scenario, let's say it kind of worked. I don't even know how you measure a success of that kind of surgery, but it's like,
I saw an article. It's been a while ago that, it was like post surgery, trans women talking about like, they don't even have feeling in it. Like, there's no like now not only do they not have a penis to get sexual pleasure from, there's also no sexual pleasure from that. It's just like a thing that's there. So I think
I've got a pretty, I think I have like an ironclad stomach for this kind of shit, but that is just, that's one fucking step too far for me. It's just absolutely disgusting thinking about what's going on down there, and nothing would be pleasurable. Nothing would be fun. It's just a bunch of problems. It's like, yeah, I would probably kill myself too if I realized that for the rest of my life, I have to deal with this fucking gash in between my legs.
Well, I don't know. There's the whole thing is insane. Talking about like, all of the percentages on stuff. Have you seen the study that showed that in children who identify as trans, like I think it was like 16 and under that identify as trans, like 80% of them are from a single parent home with just a mother, and the mother is being seen by a therapist for on average 3 mental health issues and is on a metric fuck ton of medication. Like, maybe right. Single women, single mothers is the problem. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And of course they would like, they'll never take the kids away from those crazy broads. Absolutely not. They'll take it away from the guy who doesn't want to mutilate his kid.
Right.
Like they've done that in Canada a few times. I think you mentioned someplace, was it in Texas that they did that too? Yeah. Where it's just like, okay. Yeah. Like, I just really don't like the direction that this is going. And it's just going to be, very interesting when they try to completely just like COVID-19, this entire movement. It's going to take a little longer for them to just be like, oh, look, nobody said that like being trans made you hat, like in 10 years or something, when like this entire population has killed themselves off. We're just like, they're going to be gaslighting, be like, oh, yep. No, we never said you'd be happier. We never said that this was good to do to children. We never said to encourage this. And it's like, dude, we're going to have more receipts for that than fucking COVID, but they're just going to pretend like they didn't do any harm. And it's like, oh, well, no, we have more data. Or the science has changed.
There was one that went around a while ago. It was like, it was a meme. And it was this really hideous looking dude that had transitioned and was like shaking hands with a doctor or something and holding like a manual for like how to operate your new vagina, basically. And it was so funny. And it like everything went around about it. And my wife actually knows that person, like had used to work with his wife, I think, or something. Anyway, now former wife, he decided to go through with the sex change, and his wife was not on board with any of that. Like it was very like out of the blue, apparently. And, the dude kind of like lost his shit and did all of that. And his wife ended up killing herself. And now the dude has like all kinds of problems. And like it, apparently those things do need a manual because like he's been going through some, it's a wonder he hasn't killed himself yet. Honestly, like it's fucked up. And like that's
got the reverse Uno card on her.
And that's like the, unfortunately, I guess that's not the exception to the rule. Like that's more often than not the rule. Like usually it's not all rainbows, lollipops and sunshine. It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I mean, there's something else deeper going on with these people. This is a mental problem. Like there's something wrong with your brain. I don't care what you tell, what you say, you can try to argue otherwise, but no, you've been psyoped and you've been fucking brainwashed and you have mental problems and you're trying to compensate. You're trying to fix a mental issue with physical attributes. Of course, it's not going to work. You're not going to be happier, especially when you realize how bad these fucking surgeries are, dude. They're just terrible.
Well, and that's the thing. It's all therapy, and like the therapy bullshit is the worst. Like that's where all of these problems come from. Is they're not actually trying to fix problems in therapy. They're trying to make you feel good about all the things that are wrong. Like that. When did we reach the point where everything was about just how you feel and do you feel good about it? Like. Fuck your feelings. That doesn't matter. Like,
yep. Late 90s, I think, is when it began. Mid to late 90s, the push for your feelings and validating fucking retarded people's ideas and feelings. Yeah. Can't call a spade anymore.
Yeah.
That would be judging. Anyway, yeah, congratulations on your day of visibility, all you trannies out there. Good luck with all that. I do wish you the best. I just wish you would fucking listen to me before you start chopping off body parts. It's probably like that should be your last resort. Some of these people are just jumping into it. Like, oh, I didn't know I could reverse the surgery. I couldn't reverse the surgery. It's like, how dumb could you possibly be?
Needs like I didn't know
it was going to be like this. Like, needs what like did you a think little going to happen.
Pop up like when you sign the thing on. At the hospital to do the surgery, it needs to have like a little pop-up. Like whenever you try to empty your trash can or your recycling bin on your computer, it says, whenever you do this, all of this stuff is permanently gone. Are you sure you want to do this? Like,
yeah,
you right. Cut this off. That's permanently gone. Are you sure? You know, at least for like trans men, they're just having something attached. Like at the end of the day, they can have that taken back off and I guess the plumbing.
No, they do weird shit with the pussy, dude. They like, yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
I don't think I want to know. As soon as you said weird shit with the pussy, I'm out.
Like, yeah, dude. They like,
I'm not that kind of
guy. Labia into like shaft or something. I don't know.
I know they like cut off a bunch of like forearm skin to create the thing, which again. That also doesn't have any like pleasure receptors or anything in it. It's basically just like a piss tube. There's no purpose for it.
Yeah. I don't know who came up with these fucking ideas. The whole thing is just so insane to me.
Well, we know who, but we're not allowed to talk about that because there were some things that happened in the 30s that led to a war that might have spawned out of Germany and, yeah, we're not supposed to talk about the people who came up with these things.
Imagine being one of the doctors that's like, all right, how can I turn this pussy into a dick?
Sounds pretty gay.
It does sound really gay. And it's just like I said, best case scenario. Like, what is a successful trans surgery? Like, what does that even mean? Because whatever's going on down, and they have to give them some sort of injection. So that's what they do with the labia. They make a scrotum out of the labia and then they have to wait a couple weeks for that to like heal up. And then they drop a couple of fucking fake testicles in there and they have to give them like some sort of injection so that they can have an erection. And it's just like, what the fuck is like, dude, It's so much work. It's so much work, and you're not going to feel anything. Nothing good. Like, nothing good is going to come from that.
And why? Like, for what reason? Like, how is this? I got in an argument on Twitter one time with a trans woman, and this dude starts telling me about how I'm like a privileged white male that has all of these like benefits and the patriarchy and blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, you were like, you are now a lesbian. Like, you were a straight white male with all of the privilege and everything, and you chose to give that up. Like, don't be mad at me because you're a fucking moron. Like, that's on you. Then I got blocked.
And well, and it's just like you said, why? The idea is not like, if you want to be, if you're a woman and you want to be a man, or you're a man and you want to be a woman, what, like, why do you, why does it have to revolve around genitals? You know what I mean? Like, just be a fucking woman in like 98% of your life. And then in the 2% when you're fucking, you just, you don't have a pussy. I don't know.
Like, right. Leah Thomas, this shit.
It's just like, yeah, this obsession with the genitals is very fucking bizarre.
That's the craziest. That was like the craziest thing about the whole Leah Thomas story, was all of the chicks who complained because he just walk around with his dong out in the locker room and stuff. And
yeah. Hey, it's all woman, dude. That is just all woman. And we can't judge. And it's perfectly normal. It's perfectly healthy. And we see them and we care about them and we appreciate them. They are valued and we're proud of them and all that shit. So there you go. We can at least forget about the trannies until, what is it, November? We get, you know, nice. We get 6 months off.
What?
But in between, it's all the other letters of the fucking alphabet.
Do we still have to acknowledge them in Pride Month now that there's like a big schism that's kind of been opening up with the LGBT without the QIA stuff? Like,
dude, I don't know, man. I feel really bad for the two spirits. They're getting the short end of the stick. Everybody forgets about the 2S in front. They don't have any fucking days of remembrance or visibility. So I don't know, man. It's gotta be tough to have two spirits. Whatever the fuck that means. I hear you and I see you.
And you could be worse, I guess. You could be a furry. Yeah. Those are the ones that literally everybody hates. Like, it's...
Yeah, but very few of them actually try to get surgeries to turn them into the animal that they think they like. They'll just put on a little costume.
Oh, and have you seen the ones that do like do some sort of a surgery to get turned? Oh god, that's even like that might be the worst of all. That should be,
it's like an entire body mutilation. Yeah. Right. It's, and again, there's no fucking planet other than Earth that's ever existed where that's considered normal mental behavior. I don't know how we got to this point, dude. There's some sort of brain virus going around. It's like, it's so bizarre, man. It's so bizarre, and just the amount of people that are afraid to just be like, this is ridiculous. I'm not going along with this. I was just watching one of those like man on the street interviews or something where it's just like, how many genders are there? And the first girl's just like, two. And then he asks like, you know, six or seven other people and they're like, oh, that's I don't really like that question, or that's a stupid question, or there's a lot of them. He's like, okay, name some. And they're like, well, obviously there's male and female, and then there's like cis and non-binary and transgender. And the whole thing is just fucking retarded. The whole thing. I'm still kind of in awe that it's gotten to this point where half the calendar year is dedicated to celebrating them. For what?
Right, 145 days of holidays for
nothing, for like literally nothing. It used to be if you had a day in the calendar celebrating you, it was because you did something of value. Like back in my day, Pops Profita here, to be celebrated, you had to do something that warranted a celebration. these people, these are anybody that's obsessed with like gender and race for that matter. They haven't accomplished anything. They haven't, maybe they haven't tried, but they haven't accomplished anything. So they're just kind of losing at the game of life and they want to be praised. And so they have to like force you to praise them. They have to force it through legislation and government action and just like, you have to respect me because of, I don't know why. I don't know what their reasoning is other than they exist and we have to respect their ridiculous points of views. But if you want to be respected, do something worthy of respect and then people will give it to you voluntarily. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to clamor for it. You don't have to riot for it. You just do something of value. And you know, changing your gender, dressing up like a girl, dressing up like a boy, removing body parts, that, I'm sorry, it's not impressive to me and to a lot of people. It's actually really sad. So, no, I'm not going to celebrate you for doing that.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking through some other stuff. There's like, I guess because of all the controversy around the day of visibility or whatever, there's a whole bunch of like different articles and stuff. I'm going to have to sit down and like go through some of these. They all more or less, I just said at a quick glance, they all more or less confirm like the stuff that we've been talking about, but like there's a whole lot of information, a whole lot of resources, a whole lot of studies, a whole lot of actual data on this stuff. And none of it says that they're doing better.
At a minimum, I mean, if you're considering one of these surgeries or these hormone blockers and everything, like at a minimum, you have to be concerned about a lot of these studies. Like, wouldn't that give you pause? If you looked at some of the suicide rates, if I read one of these stories of these fucking dudes that are trying to build a vagina on themselves, I would just be like, nope, I don't care. I don't care if I feel like a woman on the inside or something. I'm not going through that. The fact that that's even even if it was a remote possibility, rather than it seems like more often than not, I would just be like, yeah, no, I'm not risking that. I'm not risking a lifetime of infection and discomfort.
Well, like the frequency with which they have complications as well. Like,
yeah,
like if you looked at the numbers, if you were going to have like any other elective surgery and you saw the statistics on how frequently they get infected, how frequently they have to be redone, how often they have any other variety of issues, some of them that are potentially fatal. Like if you were of sound mind, you'd be like, oh no, fuck that. That's
What's the upside to this? Oh, you have like a weird looking mutilated tiny dick thing. That's the best case scenario that doesn't really work. I mean, like there's practically no upside. Very, 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 very little. And like, dude, I remember I have a fucked up shoulder, right? And I've dislocated it like many, many times. And every time I would go like a doctor every once in a while, I'd be like, hey, you know, should I get that shoulder surgery? Like, you know, it's bothering me a little bit. It's like kind of loose, keeps falling out of the socket. And when I'm doing weird things, and every doctor would be like, no, you know, surgeries, they, you know, unless it's falling out of the socket when you're walking down the street, it's not worth it. Just try to strengthen it as best you can. Like the surgeries, there's a lot of recovery there. And it's just like anytime we open somebody up, there's a lot of fucking risks and just the upside's just not there. And I was like, okay. And like three or four different doctors told me that. But if I went to those, like, but if I went to a doctor, I was like, hey, you know, like think about chopping off my dick. What's the upside there versus the downside? I don't think any of them are talking them out of it.
Nobody's trying to talk reasonably or sensibly. It's all about how do you feel? and they don't know how they feel. They that's the problem is they're going to therapy for help, and instead of getting help, they're getting confirmation of their illness, and like they're not being guided towards good life choices. They're being guided towards what's the easiest, and also what, you know, what's the saying, a patient cured is a customer lost. Like you're not trying to help these people.
Yeah. There's very few scenarios where removing body parts is helpful. Very, very few. Unless you're going to die with that body part staying on, you know, they amputate your leg or something. It's like, all right, yeah, they had to do that or you are going to die. But other than that, yeah, you should hold on to what you got.
Well, speaking anyway. Of cutting off important pieces, California is about to lose a massive portion of their workforce.
Yeah, who could have seen this coming?
Mass layoffs begin at California fast food chains as $20 minimum wage law takes effect. Did that go into effect yesterday? Is that?
I think March 31st, April 1st, I think they went into it. Yeah.
And companies are preemptively laying people off because they already know what the numbers say. They know this isn't sustainable. So,
yeah. Like everything. Yeah. They've, some of them had already, I saw some post on Twitter where this economist was trying to brag. He's like, oh yeah, we got like a 25% increase in wages and prices have only gone up by 4%. So some of them have already raised prices 4% the first fucking day or one day later. And this guy's taking a victory lap. It's like, dude, these prices aren't going to stay down there. Yeah, it's, dude, this is just like the dumbest thing. I hope people are taking notes because we're really going to help the working man here by commanding a $20 minimum wage. You're just being, I mean, I know we've kind of beat this horse to death, but like this is the theory being played out in reality. This is what's going to happen. Like you had a job, you were employed at maybe $15 an hour. Now you're unemployed at 20. Congratulations. And if those that are still employed, maybe the companies, like the prices are just going to go through the roof. They're not going to absorb that. They're not going to absorb that cost. So yeah, you have to pay more to absorb this government mandated minimum wage. And yeah, again, with the AI stuff coming down the pike too, it's just, this stuff's gone. You're all going to be fucking unemployed.
Well, and we've already seen a lot of this with the like the gig worker stuff and the like Uber and different like DoorDash and stuff, delivery services, with all of the stuff that California put in place with that, where they were requiring the companies to provide like retirement benefits and insurance and all of this other stuff. It's like, and then as soon as they start requiring all that, they're like, that's not our business model. Like, that's not the way this works. This works because it's a gig thing where these people can do it as often as they want or as little as they want. And so as soon as they started putting all that stuff in place, then a bunch of these companies are just like, all right, fuck it, we're out then. And now people who had previously been employed are unemployed because you just ran off their source of employment. Like, how does this make fucking sense?
It's right. You just leave it up to the government to take all the options that people are voluntarily engaging in and essentially making them illegal. And somehow this is going to help them out. Oh, you're being ripped off. That company's not paying you enough. And by the way, all these politicians get busted for not paying people $20 an hour either. Bernie Sanders got busted. He was only paying his campaign people like 12 bucks an hour or something like that. They don't practice what they preach, and they've never helped anybody. Every time, like that old line, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you. Here you go. Here's some more fucking evidence about how scary that is. They're going to help you right out of the job.
Well, and it's entirely voluntary. Like, this isn't fucking slave labor. No, like, it's not like Uber's like roaming the streets, finding people that are sleeping in their cars and they're like, all right, you're working for us now. And like, I'm pretty sure you sign stuff that says like, I agree to do this for, you know, under these terms. Like it's 100% voluntary. Why does the government need to step in and make any kind of decision on two people, or, you know, a person deciding to go do work for somebody? Like, they didn't, if insurance and retirement and all of this shit was actually important to the people who are wanting to do these jobs, then they would put that, like, they would refuse to do the job without it. Like, the market kind of drives that.
Right. And it's just, like you said, like, Walmart's not holding a gun to their head. McDonald's isn't holding a gun to their head. They've looked around. These people have looked around at all the options for their lives of how to make money, what kind of job they can get. They've come to an agreement to take this job, and the government steps in and says, oh, you know, all these decisions that you've made voluntarily, well, those aren't in your best interest. So we're going to make them illegal now. We're going to take that option off the table and give you this option. And for a lot of these people that can't command $20 worth of value per hour, which is a lot. I mean, look at these younger generations coming up in America that have graduated in all these government schools. Dude, they're not going to be employed at $20 an hour. The job just doesn't produce that much value. It makes sense at 15, maybe even at 17, but at 20, it doesn't make sense for most of them. Okay, that's the business model. The government's made it illegal for you to work for less than that. But nobody has to fucking hire you. Nobody has to hire you.
This is the best line of that article. Restaurants are struggling to stay above water, and Democrats just threw them an anvil. We warned Democrats this new mandate would cost jobs. They ignored us, and here we are with the highest unemployment rate in the country, poised to get even worse. Layoffs will accelerate along with the normalization of the technology. The high wages that are crushing profit margins are making the decision easy for business owners. Some chains have reported that they will be forced to cut working crews in half, meaning those who are working will be paid $4 an hour more, but they'll have to work twice as hard per shift. The probable end result in the next 5 years will be that the majority of chain restaurants operating with a tiny crew of humans working alongside increased automation. I mean, we've seen the robots that drop the fries in, pick them up, and then dump them into the thing. We've seen the burger flipping robots. Shit, that there are, even here in like fucking rural nowhere, there are even like McDonald's and stuff that have the kiosk, and they don't even have a person at the desk to take your order. Like, you have to walk up, type your and enter your order on the little kiosk thing, and then somebody will come out and be like, and call your name and bring you your food. But right. Like, you're not even ordering from a human being in a lot of places anymore. Like, and that's, I mean, that's here. That's like rural nowhere. Like, these, they're the food industry, the restaurant industry is already struggling. Like sit down restaurants are actually not doing terrible, but like fast food, which, thank God, like, that's a good thing. The death of fast food would probably yeah. be, the death of fast food would probably be a massive step up in the quality of life for most people. But
yeah, they are, on some level, they're kind of doing you a favor, but not when it comes to your bottom line, you know. And I think one of the reasons why sit down restaurants are still doing okay is because that's one of the few things, even though the prices have just gotten insane, it's one of the few things that could be considered like an activity. Even a hobby, like, oh, I'm a foodie or something, that people can still kind of afford to do every once in a while. You know, people aren't taking up hobbies the way they used to because things are just really expensive. That's why I think everybody in these cities is like a foodie now, because it's like, what else can you do? What else can you afford to do? It's like, yes, I can go out to dinner like once a week or something, or once every 2 weeks, have like a really nice dinner at some place and spend a couple $100, and like, that's your entire existence. What does that say? Irving is supposed to get in fights with World Star events now.
Have you not seen that where they like,
I don't know what that is.
All these, predominantly young black kids like go into McDonald's and KFC they get in a fight with the cashier and stuff, and that's put me on World Star and all this dumb bullshit. Fucking retards. If you're gonna fight with somebody at a restaurant, do it the proper way. Go to Waffle House and get in a fight with the cook who doesn't serve. Have you seen that story about the chick that's like considering divorcing her husband because he keeps going to the same Waffle House and ordering eggs, and the cook like won't make the eggs right? Like the cook has taken it to the point that he's learned how to make eggs in all of these other like extravagant, weird ways, but he won't make them the way this guy wants. And so then they end up getting in a fight in the parking lot of the Waffle House. And the chick who posts like she's seriously concerned about her husband's mental well-being because he keeps going back to the same Waffle House and getting a fight with the same cook every month. And
I haven't seen that. It's been a while since I've been to a Waffle House. Yeah.
The best. We got down in this part of the country, we have both Waffle House and Huddle House, and Huddle House is like an even more white trash version of the Waffle House. It's like,
yeah,
there is nothing better at 4 a.m. when you've been drinking all night. Cause they don't give a shit how fucking drunk you are. They'll dump you in a booth and they'll serve you no matter.
I think the last time I was at one was like in college in Virginia. Yeah, about 2:30 in the morning or something. On like a week, you know, it was just like I was up studying for a fucking test. My was like, let's go get some Waffle House. Like, all right, yeah, let's do that. And then it's just, the caliber of people there on both sides of the counter are interesting to say the least. Oh God. All right. Well, yeah. Good luck with your minimum wage, everybody. $20 an hour to be serving fast food and stuff like that. Not going to go well. Not going to go well. Minimum wage, maximum stupidity. Actually, I think I put something out in the Substack with that exact title. So you can go read about the stupidity of, maybe it was just the podcast. It might've been before the Substack. Might have been a solo podcast I did back through the archives where I just the whole argument for minimum wage is just completely destroyed. All you have to do is make it bigger, $50 an hour. And then the whole thing just falls apart, which is why that's how you should counteract this. If I was in Washington, I'd be like $20 an hour. That's bullshit. You need at least $50 an hour. That's a livable wage. Nobody should be making less than $50 an hour. And then it's just like, oh, well, that's just too much. Okay. All right. And they always want to phase it in over time and gradually to try to obfuscate all the fucking problems that it creates for the businesses and the prices and the workers, hoping that they can blame it on somebody else. But the results are undeniable. And this is, just another. California is a great barometer of what not to do. So if you're trying to make a decision, look at how they're handling that situation in California and do the opposite.
Corporate greed, Johnny. It's all about corporate greed.
Yes, I know. I know the CEOs are making $8,000 an hour, and the 15-year-old kid is making $8.75. It's like, all right, right.
I did the math on it one time, and because there was one of those posts about McDonald's. So I just looked it up. None of this stuff is hard to find. In the age of information, ignorance is the highest crime. So I went and just looked up a bunch of information. And it was a thing that talked about how much money the CEO of McDonald's makes versus how much their poor employees make. I was like, okay, let's fire the CEO. Just fire him, take his entire salary, give it to the employees. You know what it comes out to? About a 20-cent raise for everybody gets 20 cents an hour. That's it. So how does that nobody, that's not benefiting anybody. The CEO is not the reason that everybody's poor. The reason you're poor is because you have no skill and you're you can't sell yourself as a product that's of any value more than whatever minimum wage is. That's your problem.
And you're not, you're never going to, they like to pretend that like, oh yeah, if they just raise the minimum wage, everybody would start, you know, having these livable wages and these, their lives would start to get better. They'd build out the middle. You're not going to be middle class working at a fucking McDonald's. You're going to be a broke ass. You're going to be a fucking brokey for the rest of your fucking life. You're working minimum wage jobs. And if your entire path to success is begging politicians to legislate your wage higher, that's not going to work either. Right. Even if working.
If you have to have the politicians negotiating your wage, that means you have no value to negotiate your own. I've talked about it before. Like I went from a very good job where I was making a whole lot of money to making $11 an hour. I had to get out of the job that I was in, and I didn't give a fuck what I did. And so I just took an entry level job at a plastics plant, and entry level at the plant was $11 an hour. And I was like, whatever, I'll do it. I did not stay at $11 an hour for very long. Like, as soon as they saw what I was capable of and what I could do, I got bumped up quickly. I got raises. I got promotions. And by the time I left when COVID was happening, they were just creating positions so that they could justify giving me more money. Like, if you actually have value, you will make more money. You don't, it's not going to like.
Yeah. I mean, the vast majority of people make more than the minimum wage anyway. The federal minimum wage is like $8.75. Just about everybody's making more than that. Now, why is that? If these are greedy capitalists, why aren't they paying you the bare minimum? Why aren't they paying everybody the bare minimum? And to ask is to answer, because there's more, it's worth it for them to pay capable people that produce more for them, more money. It's really that simple. And some of the, like just some jobs do not, it's impossible to command $20 an hour out of certain jobs. It's just not, it does not, there's no possible way in the physical universe that we live in that job could produce that much value. It's impossible. So if they are going to pay you that, then like you said, they have to take on six more jobs to make up for it. They got, instead of just doing the burgers and the fries, now they got to do this, that, and the other thing. They got to start working the register. They got to take care of this. They got to take care of that. Maybe they have to clean up afterwards.
They better learn how to service the robots.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, these jobs are on the way out anyway. This is just hastening the process. So anyway, good luck with all that, you idiots. And what else we got? Because we got about 15 minutes before I got to roll.
Oh, here. So everything that we've been talking about, obviously, we're just a couple fascists. So.
Of course.
I've always been pretty healthy, you know? I like to take care of my body. But it wasn't until recently that I learned how much of a fascist, racist, phobic piece of fucking shit I actually am. I always knew the bench press was building my muscle mass, but I had no idea it was also building my dictatorial preferences. So I immediately stopped working out, and instead I tried to stay healthy with a diet rich in meats and healthy fats. I was getting red-pilled with ribeye. I just couldn't believe that all of the actions I was taking to optimize my personal health were actually hurting and harming other people, like seed oils. All the research I had done on seed oils led me to cut seed oils out of my diet. My acne cleared up, my stomach felt better, and then... From then on, I knew that I needed to continue eating seed oils and processed foods. Otherwise, I might end up burning a cross in someone's yard. I'm a changed man. I know this evolution will take time, but I can already feel myself getting slower, dumber, fatter, and dumber. I just hope that my story can help others wake up to their own toxic patterns of behavior, because together we can help society move laterally.
Yeah. So for those that weren't viewing this live and they aren't watching the video replay, every single one of those things that he was talking about, from working out to eating red meat. And I forget what some of the other things that he brought up, but they're all just traits of fascist, racist people.
Yeah. So there's an article from The Guardian that everything you've been told is a lie. Inside the wellness to fascism pipeline, why working out actually leads you to become a fascist. And then there was the one about red meat, how red meat is actually making you more alt-right. And then the last one was the alt-right's obsession with seed oils and how like seed oils are making you fat and slow and dumb. You need to cut those out. How red meat became the red pill for the alt-right from The Nation. I've actually read a few of these. They're fucking hilarious. I mean, you gotta be pretty fucking stupid and gullible to like read those art. It's like everything that you could do to be healthy, they tell you is wrong and bad and you shouldn't be doing these things. Like why? And it is weird how you see it more and more, especially liberal women in like cities talk about how all of the men who are healthy and in shape are all like very conservative, which is really crazy. Like it turns out that like once you start to take care of your body and do good and you know do good things for you, you feel good about life. You don't want to cut off your genitals or mutilate your genitals and kill yourself. And then once you start to feel good about yourself, you realize, oh, the government's kind of fucking everything up. Maybe they suck and we should get away from them.
I wonder how much of like suicide and depression could be solved just by working out, just by getting in shape. Go for a fucking run, get a workout in, start lifting weights, fix the rest of your body before you start chopping things off. And then, if we learned anything during the whole COVID thing, is that the government, they don't just want you fucking stupid. They want you fat, lazy, out of shape, knocking on death's door. They want you with multiple comorbidities. That way they can control you. They can scare the shit out of you. Like none of these, I don't think there's anything that they could come up with. There's no pandemic that they could fabricate that would scare me. I'd be like, listen, if it takes me out, then the whole fucking world's going down because I'm a fucking young, healthy guy. So it's just like, I don't know. It's not going to fucking get me. And if it does, then like it's getting everybody else too. So what's the point? But if you're sitting there fucking, you know, double fisting cheeseburgers and bonbons, sitting on your ass watching Netflix all day, then you're going to have some fucking problems. And you get to use all the wonderful services that the government's taken over. From healthcare right on down the line. And see how far that gets you.
One of the guys at work last night had some sort of a salad. And he was like, have you ever tried this? I was like, I don't really do salad. It's pretty much meat. And I'll throw in some potatoes every once in a while for flavor. But like, it's pretty much exclusively meat for the most part. And one of the other guys was like, how are you built like that? I was like, well, I also lift weights and run like almost daily. So, take care of your body and you too could be, all of this.
You can be healthy and a fascist at the same time. It's quite wonderful. Everybody should try it.
I'm a fan. Changed my life. Gosh.
Oh God.
I did not know happiness until I discovered fascism. And now.
There were some other things I meant to send you and I just kind of got sidetracked today. Let's see. I'm going to send you a bunch of stuff. You can pick one more thing to go through real quick.
That'd be good Friday fare.
All right. That one. Let's see what else we got. Oh, dude, this one. Did you see this fucking, this chick that was kidnapped, get gunned down by the cops?
What? All right. That's what we're closing on.
Yeah. Here you go.
New video shows teen kidnapping victim gunned down by cops as she ran towards them for help.
Yeah, this is wild. So the video is kind of long. Does it have the video on there?
I'm looking.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the video. Like, I could probably find it on Twitter too. Is that it? Mm.
How the fuck do they?
Dude, it was fucking crazy. So, yeah, here we go. Yeah, can you play that? Okay, you can skip like the first half of it since we're a little short on time, I think. Oh, maybe here we go.
Okay.
Okay. So... they edited it. Okay. Can you play it with sound? Because you can hear the cops talking. They have the.
Yeah, my name is David. Before I got traffic stopped.
Yeah, pull it back a little bit. Sorry, you missed it. I thought it was a longer video.
Passenger, get out! Passenger, get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Passenger, get out! Get out!
Oh my God!
Okay, so for those not watching, the one cop is yelling, passenger, get out, passenger, get out. This is the girl that was kidnapped, the teenage girl that was kidnapped. So she gets out of the car and she starts walking towards, there's cops on both sides of the car. So she starts walking towards the cop that's telling her to get out of the car. Meanwhile, the cops on the other side are just unloading into the car, and they shoot, they kill her. And then the guy's like, yeah, watch your crossfire, guys. You think you should watch your crossfire? That's a level of police incompetence. I've never seen that before.
One of the deputies
in the car, you just start fucking mag dumping.
One of the deputies can be heard yelling, stop shooting her. He's in the car. Stop. She's okay. He's in the car. Stop. And they just keep shooting her.
Yeah. Jesus. Well, it's probably hard to hear him over all the gunfire in their defense, but it's like, why are you mag dumping into a car with a fucking hostage in there? It's fucking crazy, man. I've seen a lot of fucking stupid police stuff, but that's on another level where you're just like, yeah, no, we're just all going to start firing. And it's not like the car was like basically facing away from the road. Like he wasn't going anywhere. It looked like they had him surrounded. It's just like, I don't know why you're shooting. And by the way, there was also cops on the other side that could have gotten hit too, which is why he's like, yeah, watch your crossfire. A little late. You already fucking killed the girl.
An acorn probably fell on the roof of the squad car and they just all unloaded.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's tragic, dude. Unbelievable, man. Absolutely unbelievable. I've never seen something that ridiculous from police. And I've seen a lot of ridiculous shit, but they just completely botched that one. And the girl's dead. I don't even know. Did they get the guy? They probably missed him.
He's probably alive and well and will probably be, I mean, where was that? Was that in California? I mean, he'll probably end up walking for some bullshit.
Jeez, yeah, well, yeah. And of course, you know, the taxpayers of whatever that city, they're going to have to pay that family, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in a settlement, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was California. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. Which is not going to bring their daughter back, but it's always nice that the taxpayers get to foot the bill for every mistake that fucking cops make. That's always nice. And just, yeah, what a fucking tragic, like, how is a teenage girl? I don't know. She didn't look that old, 14. And she's probably scared out of her mind. They're shooting. You got this one cop saying, come towards me, get out of the car, come towards me. Okay. You do that and you just get fucking mowed down by a bunch of dipshits on the other side. It's unreal, man. Anyway, yeah, I sent you a bunch of other stuff. We can go out on a high note on Friday, something a little lighter. Yeah. That was tough to watch, dude. I when I read the headline, I was like, no way. It was like one of those headlines where I'm just like, I don't believe this. I think they're manipulating it. And it's like, nope, that's exactly what happened. And yeah, some of the cops were saying, oh, she looked like she had like body armor on and she was like charging towards, like, no, she wasn't, dude. No, we have the drone footage. she was just walking towards him, dressed normally. And yeah, they just fucking gunned her down. So, yep. Great work. Congratulations, everybody. And then, oh, yeah. And then the right wingers are like, well, this is what you get when you defund the police. You get worse police laws. No, that's not what's at fault here either. But anyway, yeah, we got to wrap because I got to go do, I'm doing another podcast. It's a different one. It's a friend of mine. So maybe I'll put that out there, I guess. I don't know when it's going to air. We'll see. But it's not politically motivated, so it's a little different than this show. So anyway, you got anything going on this week?
No, since we had to scrap this and I was already sitting here kind of ready to do something, I put out an impromptu solo episode of my own show yesterday, so you can head over to Fact Check This Podcast on Rumble, YouTube, on all the podcatchers, and check that out.
All right. Yeah, olive oil, like Rome intended, Mr. Prussia. That's the way to go. Although you don't want to cook it at too high of a temperature, then I think it turns into a seed oil if you burn it. So, but all right, cool, man. Yeah, check that out. We'll be back on Friday with a brand new episode for all you guys. And until then, you know what to do. Just keep on peddling that so-called fiction. Peace.